They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
And now a star is born. On August 7th, 1960, the world welcomed little baby David Duchovny.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. And that is what happens 9 months after Californication.
David Duchovny, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump arriving in El Paso to meet with survivors and first responders from last weekend's mass shootings.
The time for talking is over. The time for action began today.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott ahead of the president's visit.
The people of Texas have been victimized by several mass shootings. It must be stopped.
The president did the same earlier in Dayton. Both shootings left 31 people dead. ICE agents arresting nearly 700 people in raids on food processing plants in Mississippi.
Witnesses who were not detained said authorities were checking identification documents and in some cases searching trunks of employees' cars. Some had their belongings collected.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A split decision on Wall Street. The Dow closing down 22 points, the Nasdaq gaining 30, and the S&P 500 adding 2. This is Fox News.
From Nacho Bell. First, there are habanero nacho fries, then ghost pepper fries, then Carolina Reaper fries. Now, the hottest nacho fries ever. New sulfuric acid nacho fries. Steak fries cooked to perfection with that famous nacho seasoning, but then dipped in sulfuric acid for the hottest sensation ever. It'll burn you from the inside out. New sulfuric acid nacho fries. And coming soon, radioactive sulfuric acid nacho fries. Because it can never be too hot.
Yeah, we were talking about you. That's how your name came up this morning. Because you did that Carolina Reaper thing.
Yeah. Oh, wait, which thing?
Didn't you eat?
No, there's a show online called Hot Ones, great interview show.
Yeah.
And they put out a sauce. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He runs Pucker Butt. That's his company. Smoking Ed Curry, yeah. Runs Pucker Butt. He breeds his own peppers. He's the one who came up with the Reaper pepper. He made a pepper called Pepper X, even hotter than the Reaper pepper. And Hot Ones made a special sauce that's just simply a mash, a little bit of vinegar and mustard that is called The Last Dab, and we did that on air. And the moment I remember from that show, Greg, in the archives, by the way, Joey Clark Radio Hour available, where podcasts are available everywhere. Southern Wood, Clay, 84. He's
the guy that looks like a chicken wing?
Yeah. He ate some of it with me and my roommate, Jonathan. Yeah. And he's like, oh, Joey, I've had stuff like this a lot hotter than this. The thing with The Last Dab is it's a delayed pepper. It takes like 10 seconds. So like 10, 15 seconds after, he's like, oh, Joey, this is nothing. I've had hotter stuff than this. He turns. I think he's sitting in that chair. He goes, damn, Joey, I can feel it in my calves. Yeah, so I love hot stuff. I had to give myself a break on it, but I consider myself a spice lord. The torture is a lot of fun. And you do get on those really hot peppers, you get, it's like being high. It's weird. It'll make you loopy.
Well.
And you pay for it later.
Let me put that on my bucket list immediately.
Yeah.
Try that.
I don't know with your sciatica. It's just...
Quick traffic check at 405. You hurt me with that.
Montgomery Skywatch moving into the 4 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of accidents you'll want to know about. We have one at the 2100 block of Richard Road. That's over near Stivers Ford, so be careful there. We also have an accident at Day Street and Airbase Boulevard. That's a busy spot. Watch out if you have to pass through there. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride. The traffic on the boulevard is moving along pretty well, and we don't have any delays on the 31s this afternoon. Let's just be careful and watch where we're headed. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance mortgage companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And the man that joined us yesterday at 3:35, David Blackman, his blog today, Why Are Democrats Trying to Foment More Violence? Have you heard what Booger, and they don't want him to have any more rallies. They're calling Trump rallies, at which, by the way, the cameras will never show you, but there are people of all stripes that attend these things. They want to stop him because they're breeding. They're trying to paint them as giant Klan meetings or something. You are really pushing the envelope. Russia wasn't a debate. It was bullcrap that we had to listen to for 2 years. Now this, now you're really getting personal. And you have no business putting that label on anybody. Because how do we know about you? What are your godlike credentials that give you the ability to say that about anybody else? Cut the stuff out. Because there's only going to be more. And this man has 50% of the country supporting him, and I would guess probably 10% more than that. But you see, there's a fear element now. When people see the media condoning Antifa attacks, that's one thing the president needs to do. Put them on the domestic terror list and stop putting the Republican Party there. That needs to be addressed. Portland, stand down to the police while people are being attacked by little monsters dressed and hiding behind their masks and capes and everything else. I can't stand. That cannot go on. But it really gets back to, you know, you want to make this an issue? Let's take a look at you and your godlike past so that we know you have this gift to judge anybody else. All right. Smoke and Otis.
Good afternoon, Greg, Joey. I'm not going to ask y'all how you are, brother, because I can tell, you know, it just pisses me off what you're doing out there. I mean, all they're doing, they're inciting violence.
They are.
That's what they're doing.
Here's one, New York. Signs appearing in flyers posted in New York, death camps to all Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're inciting.
That there's nothing Nazi-like about that, is there?
No. I know, and I mean, and the media is playing right in. As a matter of fact, the failing New York Times today changed its headlines.
I saw
because
that.
Of pressure from the Democrats.
Yeah, the headline originally had Trump said Trump condemns racism, white supremacy, and then they changed it because the shriekers, the grim shriekers. I don't know where they get the money from, where they get the time to sit on their ass all day and look for every single opportunity. But when you can harass the New York Times into changing a headline,
right,
that's more than a couple of angry people.
That's exactly
a mob.
Right.
It is a mob.
Absolutely a mob. I would dare say a terroristic mob.
Yeah, I would agree. Because where do they go next? What is next?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're pushing this country toward, sure enough, almost war. I mean, this is crazy. They're crazy.
I agree.
I never thought it would
turn up in the streets. I have to say that's a possibility now.
I know. I mean, the way they're pushing it, it wouldn't surprise me. I want to make just a quick request, too, after we get done with this. Uh-huh. I would like to know what's on Smithsonian tonight.
What?
I'm on the Smithsonian channel.
Oh, Joey?
One moment. I have it bookmarked, but, you know, these things have to load.
I've got Mystic Britain
anyway,
on DVR.
I just wanted to rant just a little bit, Greg. I mean, this is getting out of hand. It's way out of hand, bro.
It's been out of hand, and it's getting worse, and it's got to stop.
It absolutely is. Thanks, Greg.
Alrighty.
At 7 p.m.
Yes.
Aerial Africa, Wild South Coast.
You know why I want to watch that?
Hmm.
I've been missing the rains down in Africa. I want to see the Serengeti rise above Olympus like the Serengeti.
Here's your dad badge. You earned it.
What's next?
At 8 p.m., Queen of the Pythons. She is a 13-foot, 70-pound snake that combines size and strength with a strike faster than the blink of an eye. Ooh. Meet Squeeze, an 8-year-old African rock python who's capable of hunting in any terrain at any time of the day for virtually any prey. As a new mother, her single goal is to incubate her young and keep them from becoming someone else's dinner. Follow her if she discovers that motherhood in the cold-blooded world of the South African savannah is no walk in the park.
I don't want to watch a giant snake wrap itself around some animal that's squealing away. I hate it when that comes up on these shows. I'm going to skip that. What's next?
9 p.m. Amazing Dogs, America.
Amazing Dogs? Yeah. Wow.
The Great Plains of North America is where canines first arose more than 30 million years ago. From there, they adapted to every landscape across the Americas, becoming furry polar specialists, gnarly Amazonian bruisers, and tango champions of the Brazilian grasslands. Follow biologist Patrick Airy across the western continent as he gets face-to-face with a pack of wolves, bundles up with the Arctic fox, and plays hide-and-seek in the rainforest with the elusive short-eared dog.
You know, there's a TV commercial that runs for some dog food that what it shows through CGI is that all dogs have descended from the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
All dogs have descended from the wolf. And I see that, and then I look at that fat-bottom thing looking at me with that gub, 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 gub face and his little UFO ears. And he's just a sweet boy who loves to eat, poop, and eat.
Look at what we've done to them.
Although it's funny, we have a rabbit that hangs out in our backyard, and Briscoe saw him and went after him. I mean, because the Brussels Griffon is a hunter.
Yeah.
It's just that in the environment, I see him on his back with his big turkey legs sticking up, playing Mr. Tough.
You know, I got this point from a book called Sapiens. He was talking about the human race domesticated wheat. But his point was like, no, actually wheat domesticated us. It made us stop being hunters and gatherers and we had to stay in one place.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes me think about dogs. Did we really domesticate the wolf into a dog? Or did the wolves really figure out a way to make us work for them?
Good point, because I got news for you. Remember that stupid article 2-3 weeks ago? Another genius on the left said, well, white people like dogs because they miss owning slaves. Have you ever heard such horse turd in your life? And I put it on Facebook and I said, I got news for you. My dogs own me. They have domesticated me. You know what I'm doing today? And the rush trying to get, because I was my day at my doctor's appointment and all that stuff. And, it looks like we're a little bit low on grilled chicken tenders. So before I'm coming here and then the tank runs out of gas, I got to swap out the tank and restart the fire so that my little precious boys have their chickens when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. I'm the one that's domesticated.
I don't know how you manage to do all these things.
Did you see this? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez backed a socialist in a New York City election.
Uh-huh.
And the candidate she backed lost.
Let me get a look. Let me get a gander at this candidate.
There's occasional Cortex with that smug bitch face that she makes so well.
Yeah.
It was all about, we just criminalize people who have been destabilized by systemic problems. You know, our sex work community falls squarely within that category. Queens District Attorney Tiffy Caban conceded defeat Tuesday night, 6 weeks after the Democratic primary election that pitted her against the establishment-backed Queensborough President Melinda Katz. We've terrified the Democratic establishment, but you still lost. And I think it's only going to get worse for you guys. I don't think Ocasio holds that seat after the next election. I really don't. I'll be surprised. Jim?
No, she'll be gone.
I agree.
How y'all doing?
How are you?
I got a real quick comment, then I'm going to tell you, Doc. I think it was yesterday, Nicole Wallace MSNBC.
Yeah.
Did you see that came out? I was actually watching it. I saw it on TV. I was flipping channels. Said that President Trump was talked about exterminating Latinos.
Where do they come up with this crap? Today,
and then she comes out today on Twitter. Now, she says this yesterday on national TV,
yeah.
But then on Twitter day, she said, oh, I apologize. She I never apologized. Said that. I didn't mean that. That was wrong. It was incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's like saying, you know, what are you going to do when once you've spewed it out there?
Mm-hmm.
Like putting toothpaste back in the tube. It's too late now. Just told a bald-faced lie on national TV and then comes back the next day on Twitter and retracts it. You know, a bunch of...
Yeah, it is a bunch of you-know-what.
Yeah. Hey, Greg,
I did see that story, by the way.
Did you? Y'all were talking about dogs. Did you ever have a weenie dog?
Yes, several.
Yeah, I had
Gretel, the little bad weenie dog?
I got one in 05 when we moved to Prattville, and Bo, and... We had him about 15 years, and about it's been about 3 or 4 weeks now. He was all of a sudden, he just started really slowed down. I mean, he would yelp when I picked him up sometimes, and he kind of just walked around with his head hung down. He quit jumping up on things. He quit barking. He'd just kind of crawl into his bed sometimes, and he'd get like halfway in and then just stop and just lay there. So I took him to the he's 15 years old. That's old.
That's very
old. I figured he was just
any time you get a dog and live to that age, you are very lucky.
Yeah. Well, I took him to the vet, our vet, and she did a sonogram on him and found a huge tumor. Oh gosh, about six or seven inch long tumor starting at his back end all the way into his, you know, cancerous tumor. And I had no idea. So we had to, you know, put him down.
Well, let me tell you how you can do something about that. On my Facebook page today, there's a link to a senior dog center. And mm-hmm. LaDonna Brooks is doing this as a birthday fundraiser. That's what she wants to do, raise money for the center that cares for senior dogs. So why not help LaDonna celebrate her birthday, make a donation of that in memory of your fur baby.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for your loss. I know how it is. It's a very searing but very pure kind of pain.
Yeah. Have you ever had to do that?
Yes. And I've talked about this on the air, and I'll tell you what, if I have to do it again, Hershey's 13, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a day like you just had, all of a sudden, there's clearly a distress, and we don't want But I hold the dog while the injection is made. That's the least you can do for the unconditional love of any number of years is let the last thing they see is your loving face and the comfort of your arms.
Yeah.
I know it hurts like hell and you're going to cry. Why are people so afraid to have emotions over something like that? It's life. But that's what you do.
Yeah, we kind of... You talk about, 15 years, man. Old Bo, he was there the whole time. He went through the high school graduations, the marriages, the great...
Here's the other part of it. When you have a dog that long, you also look at it as, wow, I was so many years old when we first, had this dog. And it's also... Because Hershey's been with me since my first year in town. He's been part of my entire history here. We had a baby shower for him at the old Eric's restaurant there.
The other thing, too, Bo is a house dog. He just didn't. But it's really weird when you come home after that. He was all the things that happened in your house where he was there. It's kind of like, it's just a really a strange... because every time we would, like on Fridays, we get pizza. And old Bo would be up there, sitting on me.
I totally understand how you feel. And you need to have this. You need to let this out. Because I'll Savory. Bo would be...
It's tough, yeah.
Bo would be very distressed to see you hurt. Dogs look after us. They caretake us. They know when we're not feeling good. And you know that nobody more than Bo would be distressed to see you so unhappy. Please give my idea some consideration.
He was a good one.
Help the senior dogs that don't help the senior dogs that need the help that don't have someone like you who's taking care of them right through the end.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
don't let it be
don't
let these feelings prevent you from having another dog.
Well, I'll get another one right now, but in the not too distant future. Right now, my I got some other guests right now. My daughter and her and my granddaughter are living with us for a few months. So
I know.
That kind of taken up.
Yeah, I understand, but I know how it is. Especially if there's no warning or anything, and you see the toys and the bowls and it's very, very emotional. Just let it happen. Because you know what? Here's the interesting thing. We have such a basic, simple relationship with pets. It's unconditional love both ways. So when we lose them, it hurts like hell, but it's pure pain because we don't have baggage with them. When we lose people, unless we've really made sure that we're on, you know, solid ground, sometimes you lose somebody and you think, oh, I wish I had just said... something, you know, relative to a situation.
Well, at least, you know, he didn't get run over or run off or get lost or something, you know, or getting that time. No, but, we my daughters came down and we went to the vet together and everybody. We went in the room there and we all stood around him and put our hands on him.
Good. That's what you need to do. That's what everybody should do. I know it's hard. I know it hurts. But that you did right by your dog.
He was relieved. Although it just took a few seconds when she injected him.
When a dog
he was relieved.
Displays the symptoms that you describe, you know, you have no choice. You did the absolute right thing.
But I'll. It's just I'm trying to right now. What I'm doing is we got Bo when he was, just born puppy and. The lady that we got them from is a friend of my daughter, so it was her dog. So I'm trying to track her down now, and because there's been a bunch of babies and with these dogs, and so I'm trying to track her down and see if there's somebody that has some dogs related to Bo, that are they've been still in this area, that have had babies and stuff, and might be able to find one similar to him. He was kind of unique because. He was red, but he had blue eyes. And blue eyes is rare with a red dachshund. It's more common with other colors. But with a red dachshund, he had big blue eyes.
Wow, that is rare.
But he was a good old weenie dog, man.
Well, here's to...
I think they're about the most loving dogs you can get.
They're amazing. They are... wiener dogs are on a loyalty level. Like, just all dogs are loyal, but... Wiener dogs, but like our Doxy was my dad's dog. She would sit there like a fire hydrant, sitting on her butt straight up for hours by my dad's favorite chair. She was like his sentry or something. You know, it was really, really something else. Look, Jim, I got to run, but I'm so sorry for your loss. But I think I gave you some great ideas to help you feel better. And I hope you'll support the senior dog center that we're raising.
I'll check that out. I appreciate that.
And I thank you again and call anytime you need to talk. That's what we're here for.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All righty. I don't know that we've ever had a call quite like that one.
It's very heartfelt. Yeah.
Yes. 425. And let's get Rich in.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a random thunderstorm are small, but not zero over the next few hours. They will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, spotty random storms again and a very hot day with a high in the middle 90s and the heat index very close to the 105 danger range. We'll be in the neighborhood. On Friday, the rain chances are slightly better. Your odds of encountering one of those afternoon storms. And in fact, by Saturday and Sunday, the rain chances are 50-50. Pretty decent chances. Still hot with highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's not quite famous end of summer sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The men of Landmark Church invite you to the Gridiron Kickoff, a night of fun, football, and encouragement. August 8th, featuring former Alabama player and Mississippi State coach Sylvester Croom, along with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Coach Croom played for Paul Bear Bryant, and in 74 was senior captain. Coach Tuberville guided the Tigers to an SEC championship and the Western Division title in 2004. Dinner will be at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. Reserve your seat. Visit LandmarkChurch.net. That's LandmarkChurch.net. The Gridiron Kickoff with Sylvester Croom and Tommy Tuberville, August 8th.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, the snakes around here are getting worse than ever. Got big copperheads and venomous rattlers. We got cottonmouths down in the south. Dangerous.
Snake bites!
Yeah, be on high alert or you could get hurt. They're slithering on the ground making hissing sounds. All these snakes are everywhere with their deadly bites.
We better all stay inside.
Yeah, the snakes around here have been the worst in years. Those rattlers are venomous, and if they bite you, you will not have a pulse. The snakes around here, you better beware, cause they're everywhere. You hear them hiss, run away real quick. You better not get bit. Aw, heck. Snake, 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 snake bite.
Come on, I missed the news department. Snake bites, poisonous snake bites, are at an all-time high in the South this year. And I really envy people that can pick them up, you know, the harmless ones and
sure.
Hold them and all that kind of stuff.
They not freak me out, man.
You know what it is? I think snakeophobia is in part due to they remind us of Satan.
Yeah.
So, and I think the thing that really creeps me out, remember, what's her name, used to be afraid of the skinks that hide under the thinking stoop?
Yeah.
But those have feet, so I can understand how they can move the way they do, but snakes don't have anything.
Right.
They slither. I don't understand that. I think that's why it creeps me out.
I think there's a deep, deep primordial fear of snakes. Like, I think if you're one who believes in evolution,
Janelle's ex got bit by, I don't know, but some viper.
Woo!
Because he hangs with people that collect them. I don't even know if it's legal. He was in the hospital for a week, and it left him with some nerve damage in his hand. He's lucky.
What, were his eyes wandering or something?
Yeah, I think it, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, because I really, we're trying to tone down the violent rhetoric.
hope he gets better soon.
James?
Hey, Greg, you know, the Minnesota Twins should totally smash the home run record for baseball this year, and I'm not going to be violent like the Democrats, and I'm not going to wish that their candidates have to stay 6 feet away from the home plate every time the Twins bat and the ball be bashed off their heads before it goes into the stands like they would wish on our president and our people.
Yeah.
But so I want to speak at a higher level and request that you tell us about the good pizza and how it may have tamed down the redhead savage last night.
Ah, the redheaded savage was there, yes. Yeah, yeah, that was, we had a great time. We're going to do that again soon. As soon as I can set it up.
Yes, well, the pizza's really good.
It was excellent. Everybody loved it. It is, this is a place, if you like pizza, and it's a local business, okay, the pizza place, right by the Dollar General.
Yes, sir.
At Harrison Road in Perry Hill. And it's excellent.
Yes, sir.
We hope you'll try it.
Yes, sir. I've been talking to Pam about carrying me there this weekend, and I wanted to get an update from you. And the Savage was happy, too. The redhead Savage.
She was maybe, everybody was happy, but she was especially happy.
Oh, very good.
She was a lot of fun. She's got stories to tell. I mean, she's been all over the place.
Yes, sir.
Very interesting woman.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, James. Let's see here. Snakes on a plane. Play it with Samuel L. Jackson. No,
that is a fun movie, though.
I don't like him. I thought it was a great concept, and then I see him in it. I'm not gonna watch anything with him in it. He's a racist. Let's see, for players, short bat, step closer to the plane. Oh, I get it. Okay. This is Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Speaking of snakes.
Yes.
Did y'all see on the news where they said that the largest ICE raid in decades just happened, and they arrested 680, mostly Latinos?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it came across my phone a few minutes ago. And I was really surprised when I looked to see where it was.
El Paso? Where?
That would have been my guess, but it's actually Morton, Mississippi.
Morton, Mississippi.
Yeah, apparently there's a lot of food processing plants there.
Oh. Yeah, you know, there's colonies all over the place. And again, you know, this is not about race. This is about, I use the same logic. You can't use the same logic on, and I'm not going to call them Democrats. They're just crazy people. We have to have everybody's guns confiscated because if it saves one life, it's worth it. Well, if that's the case, then what about all the people that have been murdered, raped, harmed by people that don't belong in the country? If it saves one life, isn't it worth sealing the frickin' border? Well, that's different. No, it's not different. It's,
well, you know, the thing I think about when I hear people talking about guns,
yeah,
is those are the same people that brought you abortions.
Yeah.
And there's only been 60 million babies killed in the last two decades.
Well, that's different, you see. Those are just cell clusters. Those aren't human beings. That's what they say. I think.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that rationale.
That's where the degradation of the devaluation of human life begins, is right there. You know, that we can. When you are terminating a human life, I don't care what phase it's in, you're terminating a human life. And I don't think you have the power to do that.
I agree. Well, thanks for letting me have my two cents.
Sure. I've said this before. In the course of my life, dated three women who had abortions at some point for some reason. Mm. And the ones they never got, it haunted them. They felt guilty about it. They would wonder what that baby might have been. That's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And, well, I just... wasn't financially set to take care of it, or whatever the reason was. It came at a bad time. That's life.
I've honestly heard both ways. I've heard that, and it's hard to even wrap your head around it. And then I've heard, like, I can't imagine if I had had a child with that person, those sorts of things.
Well, doesn't the father have, shouldn't the father have some voice in this?
I think there's an interesting case to be made for a so-called legal abortion for men. Like, you can say, if so-and-so's pregnant, I'm giving up any guardianship rights and I'm not liable. Interesting. See how
Well, then the guy has to live with that.
Right.
That dismissive attitude towards life.
Right.
438, since the custody thing came up, this would be a good time to talk about Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, who will be joining us a week from today. And we're looking forward to that. But in issues of divorce and custody, and especially when it comes to representing men, where there are still lingering prejudices in the legal system, they're the stand-up team that's experienced in representing men in matters of divorce. You can read the testimonials on their website, divorceformenalabama.com. They are extremely competent and tenacious fighters for the people that choose them to be their advocates. They really know their stuff. They're such, the two of them are so impressive. And when they're speaking to their field of expertise, we have the privilege of seeing them here when they're here. But something comes over them. Would you not agree? You see a look in their face when they're talking about a specific case or the kinds of things that they have to deal with in court. Man, There's a, for lack of a better term, there's a tiger there. That's what you want in any legal situation, and that includes divorce, is somebody who is looking out for you, not to hurt anybody else. That's not what it's about. It's like, can you exit with your dignity intact? Can you exit with a deal that you can live with? Because so many have not paid attention to what's going on and ended up saying, oh my God, how did I get stuck with this arrangement? So it's important to have good representation. Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Tomlinson offer a substantial discount on the consultation. And it's always good to be preemptive. If you think it might be coming, it does not hurt to sit down and discuss it and be preemptive, to be prepared. 819-4810 is their number, 819-4810. If you know somebody that's going through this situation, you might want to pass that word along to them, or at least the website, divorceformenalabama.com. Dulk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Traffic at 4:40. Bomb hours tonight.
As we roll on through the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch has a tap on your traffic, and we see a slowdown on I-65 northbound between Highway 143 and the Cobbs Ford Road exit, so be careful as you slow down in that area. If you're on I-85, there's a bit of a slowdown in the downtown area as you approach the interchange. The boulevard's moving along pretty well this afternoon. It's busy around the intersection, so be careful. And the biggest bunch of traffic we see is on the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is packed all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. Let's be careful.
this afternoon. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is iCar certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a random thunderstorm are small, but not zero over the next few hours. They will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, spotty random storms again and a very hot day with a high in the middle 90s and the heat index very close to the 105 danger range. We'll be in the neighborhood. On Friday, the rain chances are slightly better. Your odds of encountering one of those afternoon storms. And in fact, by Saturday and Sunday, the rain chances are 50-50. Pretty decent chances. Still hot with highs in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
After dropping nearly 600 points early on, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both managing to finish higher. Trade tensions and worries about interest rates are making investors jittery. Disney says it will offer a bundle of its three streaming services. It will include Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. The new service will start in November and cost $13 a month. FedEx is putting the brakes on its relationship with Amazon. The delivery giant says it will end its ground shipping deal with Amazon when their contract expires at the end of the month. The move comes as Amazon vamps up its own logistics and delivery service. Subway says it will test Beyond Meatball Marinara subs in nearly 700 locations here in the U.S. and Canada. The new meatless plant-based sandwich will go on sale next month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Batwoman is the new hero Gotham needs, and she's a lesbian.
Lesbian. To the Subaru.
She's the first lesbian superhero, and she's got the most powerful utility belt from working at Home Depot.
Help! Help! The robbers tied me up!
Scissoring hook, activate. I want your face down on the carpet. Put your face in that carpet.
Wow, Batwoman, you saved me. And you built me a new deck?
And she doesn't fight alone. She's got her dog sidekicks there to help.
It's time to help me save the day, Rex. And Joey. And T-Bone. Joey. And Charlie. And Roxy. And
Joey.
Coming to the CW, it's Batwoman. The night is always darkest before the flannel.
The preceding was a presentation of Universal Comedy Networks. Who cares? I used to read Flash because I thought it was amazing, because Flash could go from here to there in the blink of an eye. And Superman, Ben's, you know, stealing his bare hands, and Batman had his utility kit and stuff. It never occurred to me that Batman and Robin might like each other in a different kind of way. This is not, I just don't see the point. Why do you have to jump up and down and point, look, 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 that is not my business. Whether it's Batwoman or whoever, I don't care. A little bit of stereotyping going on in it, but
yeah, I was thinking so.
Sort of. Anyway, that went around the radio network today.
Which is, what's wrong with flannel?
Nothing. I have flannel in my closet.
I'm not surprised.
I may come out of my closet with some flannel one day. Maybe in fact, I have a. It gives me that brawny paper towel look. It's red flannel.
No, you I never thought of it before, but if you took away that, what color is that? That turquoise Columbia fishing shirt, and you replaced it with some flannel, I could. You'd make quite a
lesbian.
No, I was thinking more like a burly lumberjack.
Burly.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as a friend of mine in South Florida used to call it, an otter.
An otter?
Yeah. That's a term.
Yeah, I don't know that term.
For big, burly men.
Oh.
I learned a lot when I was living down there.
I'm sure you did.
It is 4:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So the market kind of flattened today. The good news is, and we'll find out from Brandt why this happened, because he does the forensics on the money news of the day. The market was down, looked like it was going to be a really bad day early on, and then it regained the losses, was actually in the green for a little bit before the end of the trading day, and then finished about 22 points down, which is nothing really. There's what's his name on Fox, Greg Gutfeld, talking about this new texting trend to text the same number as you, but just change the last digit. I don't understand that at all. That's really a PWNBT kind of thing. People with nothing better to do. What's the kick out of randomly texting the person with the next number up from yours? You might get a nasty reply. Why do you need? That's not going to make you feel better. A lot of the stuff I don't understand. Sometimes, like the Ask Bucket Challenge, that becomes a big fundraiser for a worthy cause for ALS. And then we got Tide Pods, and we've got people doing things that are very unhealthy. And now this is just going to be annoying. Come and join us at Bomb Hours tonight. We have a $25 gift card with Joey as my witness. I have it right here in my pocket, and we'll draw for that at 7 o'clock. Hope you'll be there. Maybe I'm just past my expiration point here.
No, you smell fine.
For those of you who heard that very touching phone call earlier this hour from the gentleman that had to put his beloved Dachshund down today of 15 years, that was so touching and so from the heart. And if you'd like to do something to help dogs, our very own LaDonna Brooks, one of my favorite people, is doing one of those birthday fundraisers on Facebook for the Senior Dog Center. And it's a group that, it's a sanctuary for old and friendly senior dogs. Sometimes, you know, and what happens, many of the senior dogs are left behind by somebody who did pass away. This is a place that looks after them, takes care of them, I guess facilitates adoptions, but they're there. They're taken care of. They have love. They're looked after. And I think it's a great cause. And she wants to raise $500, and we're at $266. I made a donation this morning. I believe Rich did too. And do it for your fellow caller who had a real profound loss today and shared that with us in a really, that touched me.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've ever had a call quite like that before, but that's what the show does. Steve.
Hey, Greg. How are you enjoying today? Well, I just wanted to call and rant a little bit about this idiotic, stupid article that I read last night. Mm-hmm. It was on the Smart News website. It was written by some female reporter who, as usual, did not do her homework and did not do her research. She made a statement about the individual in Dayton that killed all those people.
The Elizabeth Warren supporter, you mean?
Yeah. With an AR-15 pistol. This was not a rifle, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a factory-built Anderson Arms AR-15 pistol. And according to her, he had modified it and put an arm brace on it. Okay, the arm brace basically replaces the stock. And what it does is it gives you more controllability of the weapon because it's a 10-inch barreled pistol. It's not a rifle. But according to her, he had modified this thing and installed the arm brace, which gave him the capability to fire more rounds faster because it did not just modify the gun. It replaced what is commonly referred to as the bump stock. And here again, you get some idiot liberal reporter that is reporting or that's saying things like this, and you got the idiot liberals out there that have no earthly idea, you know, no clue what firearms are all about.
No.
That believe everything that she says and takes it as gospel. And it just burns me to no end. I mean, it just... All I wanted to do was reach through my computer, grab her by the throat, shake her like a rag doll, and say, do your research.
Well, because it goes back to that George Carlin piece we play from time to time called The Owners about willful ignorance.
Right.
There's a lot of it. And,
you know,
for some reason, they have the media mic, the media megaphone. So they
exactly.
can blast this stuff nonstop. Sometimes I think the strategy is we're going to scream this stuff. The Grim Shriekers are going to scream this stuff, and we're going to vote a certain way just to shut them up. And that would be a disaster.
Oh, absolutely.
Because here's what's going to happen. Trump's gonna, as of right now, I'll say it. Trump will win. He'll beat any of these people that are out there right now.
Oh, Trump. Hands down.
What's their strategy if he gets a second term? It's going to get. It's going to be in the streets. That's the next step. They're going to teach
exactly.
us a lesson, and that's why we need to hang on to our guns. We may need to...
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, and my last point is this. There was no modification to the gun because he bought it with the arm brace already installed from the factory.
And legally, and, too, if I heard correctly, right?
Yes, it is very legal because it's not considered a rifle. It is considered a handgun.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We're out of time for the hour. I agree with you. You had mentioned earlier that you have concerns about these red flag type of laws. Mm-hmm. When I say red flags, how many times do the police have to be called to deal with a obviously disturbed individual before they are required, not arrested, but required to spend some time with an analyst to find out what's really going on here? The Parkland shooter, that should have never happened. The sheriff was out there 39 times, and nobody could add that up into reason to wonder what do we got here? And I believe, wasn't that the case with the Dayton shooter as well? There were a lot of red flags, social media. When people are advocating, mm-hmm. well, what Democrat isn't right now? White supremacist. Oh, brother. Yeah, that's what we do. We wake up every morning and we want to play the Supremes and we want to be the Supremes and we're just better than you. That's how we all wake up and think. So, yeah, we got to do something about that. Good Lord. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, the perfect partner. We still have about 3 more months of extremely hot weather. If you don't have a go-to company, like if I were to tell you, oh, I just found out your AC stopped working, would you know who to call? Clark's Club members don't have to worry about that. For the value of $159, they get 2 annual tune-ups to their system. They get the best in the business in there to take a look, make sure everything is running the way it should. Clark's found when we got that first electric bill this summer, there was a sludge buildup because it was not venting efficiently. So we had to clean all of that out, and that helped. We also were diagnosed with poor insulation. Masterphone is going to come to the rescue on that. They're busy. People are realizing, with a little effort, you can do something about extraordinary electric bills. But with Clark's, it's also about preventive maintenance. So you don't have that one. But if you need them, things can happen. If you need them, they're a phone call away, and urgent care from Clark's will be out there to address any heating, AC, or plumbing issue you might have. So call them at 277-2125 and get the best team in the business behind the comfort of you and your family. Clark's. Their Alabama certification number is 99004 or visit clarkcomfort.com.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one at the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. That is an accident with injury, so be careful. Make room for emergency vehicles. If you're on I-85, we have a report of an accident just before the interchange, so be careful if you're headed southbound on 85. If you're headed over to I-65, be careful because there is a slowdown right around the Northern Boulevard, and the 31s all look good this afternoon. Let's be extra careful as we head home. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you look your best this school year. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Profession Ale and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats.